that rebel group is tied into these regional dynamics that go back to that crisis. About a third of the rebels that prosecuted the war in Uganda, Museveni's rebels, were of Rwandese or Rwandan ethnicity. And then there were migrants that had fled Uganda in 1959. So about a third of the manpower of that rebellion came from this group. After Museveni seized power, they rose to very senior positions in the Ugandan military establishment, security establishment, as well as the Uganda government and the intelligence. Then when this group invaded, when the Rwanda Patriotic Front invaded their country in 1991, that manpower came from this group that I have just described. And a lot of those people, essentially the Uganda military lost about a third of its force, but also back to this rebellion. A lot of the people who led the organizations that eventually morphed into M23, some of them were actually part of this. That citizenship has always been at difficult moments in history. In these two countries, that citizenship always comes up for debate, and sometimes it is manipulated for political purposes, which then creates a sense of marginalization and a sense of insecurity. Right.
So you're saying like this goes back more than a generation.
It goes back more than a generation. And the only way to solve it is through political, constitutional, legal and legislative measures that has been employed in the DRC as a result of the Sun City Accords, which I participated in. I was working in an organization that was providing technical support to the former Botswana president, Katumila Masida. And one of the elements of the Sun City Accords is precisely this nationality question and how to address and how to pacify the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo by finding a permanent solution to the problem of the citizenship of the Congolese of Rwandan ethnicity. And by the way, they're not just Tutsis. These are Tutsis, Hutus, and Twa. So when we talk about the Banyamulenge, which is the Banyamulenge, these are Congolese of Rwandan ethnicity. No, they're not just Tutsi. They are Tutsi, Hutu, and Twa. So essentially, the M23 has actually grown in scope.
When you were talking about those accords, what happened with those accords when they were trying to reach a peace agreement before, years ago?
The accords were actually successful. I mean, in my opinion, as somebody who was involved with them from day one up to the signing. And they were successful in the sense that they gave Congo a chance, right? The 2006 election, which was the first election that Congo had since independence, were held under the aegis of these accords. And then you had a parliament that was set up. You had a government of national unity. You had a security sector reform that included all elements of the Congolese population and so on. And then you also had the Lusaka peace process. The Lusaka peace process was designed to address the external element of the crisis. So you had Rwanda, Uganda, and Burundi that were supporting the rebellion. And then you had Southern African countries like Angola, there was Namibia, there was Zimbabwe, right, that was supporting the Congolese government.
What is the answer for trying to, you know, address their grievances?
The problem is not the framework. The problem is the political will. So right now we have a situation where the relationship between the Rwandan president and the Congolese president is at an all-time low, to such an extent that they're actually even trading insults. And this is something that we've not seen before. The militias that are supporting the Democratic Republic of Congo government seem to have made the calculation that international pressure just does not apply, and they're not going to bend to international pressure. So,
well, does
the situation,
that worry you? I mean, does that mean that we're possibly looking at a regional conflict, a wider regional conflict?
We are potentially looking at a wider regional conflict, because already yesterday we saw some artillery shelling from the DRC side, you know, on Rwandan territory.